Hello there. This is the way. Welcome back to our podcast for our third news update since the season 2 finale of The Mandalorian. May the 4th be with you. That's right, it's May 4th. 235 days till Christmas. And until we get a concrete date, that's what we're going with, Christmas, as the debut for the Book of Boba Fett, the next live-action show that we should be getting on Disney+. So what's new? Well, the big news is the release today on Disney+ of more canon to the Star Wars universe. The show is called The Bad Batch. It refers to Clone Force 99, the group of misfit clones, slightly different in special ways from the Kamino clones used as the fighting force of the Galactic Republic during the Clone Wars. The show is out right now, with a special 70-minute episode to kick things off. It isn't because it's animated that we're not covering the show in full, and we will certainly bring you updates in future podcasts, with maybe a special segment or something for the show. While, as we mentioned, it is canon, the animated shows are a lot more fantasy than sci-fi, which isn't a problem. And it's not really less enjoyable, it's just, you know, different. There are some episodes of the Clone Wars animated series that I wish I could see in live-action form because of how good they are. And the animation doesn't add or detract from the enjoyment factor. I'd say the same about Rebels. Resistance is another story, but my standard still applies. There are some episodes that I don't think could translate to live-action, and while that's fine, I think I'd file those episodes in a category where I don't even think that the events would be even casually mentioned ever in any live-action shows. They're too either, I don't want to say goofy, they're just too fantastical or something. It's just too different. It's out there. And while it may be canon, you know, sometimes you get storylines in The Mandalorian almost as a continuation of an arc from an animated show. And those, I think, are the ones that do the best in my mind. Certainly, Ahsoka searching for Thrawn is from the end of Rebels, right? I will watch and probably enjoy The Bad Batch for what it is, but I didn't find myself as a fan of the clone-centered episodes on the Clone Wars show. I still recommend everyone check out the show, and of course, I'm going to keep an eye on it for any references to stuff like The Mandalorian or the films, and just hope there's nothing in the show that's going to turn us off to what they're doing on the animated side of Lucasfilm. Episodes will release weekly on Fridays, maybe even including this week, and there are at least 14 episodes in the season, which may be the first of many if it's well received.
Yeah. Good.
Star Wars Andor has started filming for its first season, which will follow Cassian Andor from the Rogue One movie. It's going to focus on Diego Luna's character as a spy for the budding rebellion. And Stellan Skarsgård, who plays scientist Dr. Eric Selvig in the MCU, was revealed to have joined the cast back in December. We still don't know what his role will be, but I'm kind of actually surprised that, you know, now that I think about it, that he hasn't been in a Star Wars role already. The Book of Boba Fett was last reported to still be shooting for the first season, which is set to air this December. And remember, Fennec Shand is also going to be in that, and she's in The Bad Batch right now. Obi-Wan Kenobi is in development. Ewan McGregor told The Hollywood Reporter about some screen tests in the volume, which will be his first experience with that new technology. The Mandalorian episode director Deborah Chow got the job as showrunner for that limited series. It's going to be 6 episodes. And one of the other things that Ewan mentioned was the strong likelihood that we will end up seeing a young Luke Skywalker in the series. He's also training hard for lightsaber action scenes, so I wonder if we'll start to see him age in his fighting style at all. Remember, Alec Guinness was 63 years old when Star Wars was filmed. And I think it's been said there was only supposed to be a 6-year difference between his actual age and the supposed age of Obi-Wan at the time. McGregor, meanwhile, is 50 years old right now and playing old Ben a little bit earlier into his hermitage than we first saw him in A New Hope. Also, The Mandalorian Season 3 should start shooting very soon, and I saw an article on StarWarsNews.net about the possibility of a Mandalorian-themed video game at Microsoft. Sign me up if so. There was also talk of a bounty hunter open-world sandbox-style game. And, you know, if the Mandalorian is part of that or just a separate game, it's just exciting to hear about new games in development. Fortnite had Din Djarin and the Child available to earn in-game as, you know, character skins, you know, outfits that you could use your player on your player character. And that was a few months back. But there haven't been any talks of making Mando the center of attention. Perhaps they're waiting to see if Fennec Shand and Boba Fett step into some spotlight before they move forward with games.
Boba!
Now that Disneyland is back open in California, Batuu is available to visit on both coasts of the U.S. again, and it's about time. I'm not going to get political. I'm just happy more people can enjoy the Star Wars immersion. And that's actually the last bit of news that I found interesting for the podcast today. Another Star Wars News Net note mentioned some of the theming that might be coming for the Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel in Disney World's resorts and the Disney Cruise Lines. There's a line in that Star Wars News Net article that there's going to be a real sabacc table, a dinner show, hologram dancers, which I have to be honest, it kind of surprised me because of how touchy Disney is to social issues. But there's also a line about a skirmish event that would play out on view screens to look like the Star Cruiser was jumping around to different locations like Endor, Mustafar, Batuu, of course, Tatooine. But also at some point that the Star Cruiser might end up in a First Order and Resistance clash. And then from the lounge, you would end up seeing that play like you're looking out a window. To me, if it's the same thing that you see every night or multiple times a night, then that's going to get really old really quick. So I would hope that they would utilize a little bit of that existing technology for random journeys that they have for Star Tours. Now, they're not going to just take the Star Tours thing and put it in there, but at least if they use that randomization, it could make it so you rarely, if ever, see the same thing play out. Not that people are going to be booking, you know, multiple trips, because I think it's like a minimum three-night stay or something like that, or that's how they're booked, almost like a cruise. It's like you're going on a cruise on land. Now, if they are seemingly sparing no expense to make guests feel like they're living the dream on the Halcyon, I think that's what they're calling it, then it would seem that they'd want them to feel like each experience is unique. The Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel will be a one-of-a-kind experience in Orlando at the Walt Disney World Resort, and it's under construction right now. And if anyone at Disney is listening, I would love to go check it out. Shameless? Well, okay, maybe. But hey, I'm a Star Wars fan, and I put this podcast together because I like talking about Star Wars, and, well, you guys are all good listeners, so that's why I do it.
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
That's all for us on the show today. You can send us your feedback. Twitter, at This Is The Way Pod. Instagram, This Is The Way Pod. Facebook.com/This Is The Way Pod. Or email us, thisisthewaypodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to collect more news and release more podcasts between now and the Book of Boba Fett, so stay tuned to our channel. But this is May the 4th, so we needed to have an episode for May the 4th, right?
Man your ships, and may the Force be with you.
This is the way, and may the 4th be with you, today and always.
Remember, the Force will be with you, always.